G'day, podcasters. Welcome to Friday's podcast.
I want to give a shout out.
Kate, Tim, and Marty's podcast shout out.
It's me, and it came through Twitter. Peter Marsh. What a cute little handle he's got at Mushy P.
Yeah.
So cute.
Cutie.
Hi,
little cutie.
At Kate, Tim, Marty, could I get a shout out to my mate Adam celebrating the big 3-7 all the way over in the UK? You're right,
Adam.
Hashtag Panto, hashtag core blimey gov. We got
to shout it out. Get your shout out in. Tweet at Kate, Tim, Marty.
2, 3, 4.
The time is 4:02 and 59 seconds.
We'll do it live.
Kate, Tim, and Marty.
Kate, Tim, and Marty.
Driving you home on Nova.
Friday. Hello, Friday.
Oh, far out, it's Friday, guys. It's so nice to be here.
Ooh.
It's magical, isn't it?
Oh, Marty, what are you eating?
I'm eating twisties.
Oh.
You've had all day to eat twisties. Why did you wait till 4:02?
I haven't had a packet of twisties for ages. I forget how good they are till I have another pack.
Are they your normal cheese or your chicken?
They're a cheese twisty.
And would you say your life was pretty straight before them?
So was.
I know, you're such a straighty 180, mate.
I don't feel that straight now.
Well, we've had such a good night because we have come off bloody hot and fresh from our end of year party with our good friends at Summersby Cider. The joy of sharing. We shared a few Summersbys last night with Illy, and it was a magic night.
Great group of people. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you to Summersby.
My favourite was when Kate did the worm.
That was fun. The ringworm.
We need to find out about that. And Illy would like all the beer that you smashed in the process.
Oh,
and
please.
Cider.
I happen to be very good green room. At the, what's it called again? The worm.
The worm.
Mm.
Big night. You can check out the video on our Instagram right now. We're kind of reliving some of our best bits of the year in the next couple of hours, including the most annoying sounds not far away. Also, we're going to ask the question about the easiest job ever, because Matt Preston, who was in here the other day for Quick Draw, made a statement saying he had the easiest job ever.
Mm. Big call.
Big call. Up next, though, what did the kids ruin here on Nova? Happy Friday, Arvo. It's Kate, Tim, and Marty. It's Kate, Tim, and Marty for your Friday afternoon. What did the kids ruin? Just a good old-fashioned smashing or something.
It shows you how dated this story is. It's actually got a VCR category included in it.
What do you mean? Where is it? Not from Reddit, is it?
See, three photos down. My young twins wanted to watch Cars in the VCR.
Well,
so
people still have VCRs, don't they? Can you use
four.
Them?
I mean, I'm sure you probably could use them, but who'd have one?
You can still use it, obviously.
Yeah.
But you don't have yours plugged in or anything, do you?
No.
Do you?
No.
Do you have home and away nights?
No, I don't, Marty. I don't have home and away nights. I don't have time to have home and away nights, even if I would like to have home and away nights.
Or do you have and away nights at home?
I don't know what you do, though, that sucks up so much of your time. I really don't. You constantly claim to be so time poor. I've seen you do one QV campaign. Like, I get that was a half day. What else?
Half day.
Oh bro.
Do you know what? I am not even going to defend myself.
I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to tell me what you do with your time.
I think he just wants you to upgrade to DVD.
Because I don't tell you everything that I do doesn't mean I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Just because I don't share. And I know you all think I have a cleaner. I don't have a cleaner.
Okay, well, that's half hour a week. Do the toilets.
I've never done the toilets.
I don't mind doing the toilets. I figure it's the least I can do.
Well, that is true.
Well, exactly. You figure I'm messing up.
It's the least I can do. Julie Haas Brophy from New York decided to set up a website entitled My Kids Ruined after her youngest son spilled black paint on the dining room rug.
Oh,
ooh.
God.
Paint on the rug.
Paint on your rug.
Oh, mate. Some of the photos other parents have posted include iPod touch plus open bathroom door equals a hard lesson learned. And there's a photo of a young bloke, probably 2.5, who's got his hand in the toilet getting the iPod touch out of the toilet. Mm. He's just put it in there to see if it'd fit down in that bottom bit.
And it does, it turns out.
It does. Job done, little buddy. Spray painted the van and each other's backs and hands. When asked who did it, they said, not me. Oh, no, they've actually spray painted the car. Oh, that'd be a hard one to... I mean, I would never advocate belting kids, but, geez, you'd be you'd be thinking about it, I would have thought.
I was in a hardware store the other day, actually, by mistake, clearly, but I was.
What on earth were you doing?
Yeah, all right, I beat you to it. I beat you to it. But all the spray paint's behind lock and key now.
Why? Because people sniff them or something?
Yeah.
Kids
are into criming.
But is that what it is?
Well, that's probably part of it, but I was more just going down the angle of maybe they'd just steal it so they can tag things.
Oh, because they're easy. Yeah, it's easy to whack in your backpack. Well, who knows? Yeah. I don't know what young people are doing.
You're so right, mate.
Good call. God. A lot of entries include children's artwork on pets, electrical items, and themselves, and there in the middle is one of the saddest ones to see. Oh. It might not be a MacBook Pro, but it's some kind of laptop, and a kid's got a Sharpie, a permanent marker, and just destroyed that computer.
That would break your heart if that happened to you right now, because you're a new MacBook Pro user.
I would. I mean, I don't think I'd cry. I can't imagine that would be...
Oh, because it's just money.
I'd shout. I know that.
You'd shout.
Oh, yeah. I would shout a lot.
Dinner or...
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be shouting drinks. You've never done that.
Oh, you're on fire.
Finally, I'm a
white guy. I asked you how you use your time, and for the last 3 minutes, you've used it to put me down.
Put your guns back in the holster. Choo-choo-choo. Certainly the Wild West in here.
Oh, God.
And that was Justin Bieber here on Nova. It's Kate, Tim and Marty with Major Lazer and Mo on Nova. Stick around because coming up very soon, we are talking easy jobs.
Are we doing annoying sounds here?
List.
You got a list for us? List. The sound that annoys you the most.
Here we go. I just knew why this even made the board. I know why this made the board is because you could criticise me for the way I deliver a list, and then we can play all of the ridiculous things that Kate says on the show that are more annoying than all the things on the list.
Okay. Well, now that you've suggested that.
No!
I've had a very busy day today and I haven't had any time to do that.
Okay. List, classic event. Yeah, see?
Oh, there's
one. You'll pull out It Takes Two any minute. I mean, that, you know,
well,
classic
blackers.
Stop telling
me what to do.
Classic
so
blackers.
Motel.
Hey, don't.
Makes you want to cry.
I think it depends all on your mood, really, whether a noise is going to annoy you one day and maybe the next it won't.
To the top if you want to.
But guess what always annoys me? The two of you. Hands down. Never have a good day. Never like hearing the sound of your voices nor seeing your stupid heads. And I absolutely mean that from the bottom of my heart. If I've ever said anything sincere in this stupid building, that is it.
You've lost your mind.
I actually have.
You're out of control. It's because you're wearing a top with a banana on it, mate.
You would love to have a jumper as good as this.
And like
Marty.
The nicest bloke around.
Oh, really?
I don't know why you've just spun out of control.
Because you drive me to it. That is the whole point. And you take such...
Hey, mate,
I didn't say to you at home this morning.
I didn't say to you at your house this morning, maybe you should wear that top with the banana on it. That was your own choice.
I like this top, and I bought it because I knew May would like it, and I do things to make her happy.
Oh, don't mention May to make me feel bad about the things that I say.
I don't dress to impress the two of you. That is
clearly
sure.
Not.
We'll change the subject. Look at this girl on the hot seat.
Oh, now you're being ridiculous. Am I making my way through any of these lists,
Absolutely, we want to do it. You're the one that thought that you would be involved in this, and I can tell you that you're not.
The appliance manufacturer. Just let me start with this bit. Whirlpool, that's who they are. They've commissioned a survey of 2,000 British people to see what the most annoying sounds are.
Bang.
Right.
You're right.
Number one, of course, is snoring.
Of course.
You know, started at number one, mate. What are you doing? Once you've done snoring, who cares? Oh, what's number eight now? Oh, it doesn't matter because I know number one's snoring.
Kate, Tim and Marty. Driving you home. On Nova.
Yeah, big half hour still to come on Nova. It's Kate, Tim and Marty. We've got some of our best bits today, actually, on this Friday, arvo.
Good fun.
What's your favourite bit so far? Just the music and the banter?
The banter. I love the banter.
I haven't had a favourite bit yet.
Okay. Maybe your favourite bit's going to be the jacuzzi coming up at 5.
Oh, it always is.
Because our good friends at Celebrations have given us another drink of the week, guys. It's... Baron Samedi?
Baron Samedi?
Yeah. I will need to look up more about that before five.
Baron Samedi?
It's rum.
Ah. Oh, I love a rumbo.
For rumbo ideas, head to celebrations.com.au. Celebrations, helping you celebrate. It's Kate, Tim and Marty, the Savo on Nova, and now it's time for this.
64-year-old Anna Wurzburger from New York City.
The Wurzburger.
The Wurzburger. Anna is suing KFC for $26 million, claiming the takeaway chain is indulging in false advertising because her $26 bucket of fried chicken was only half full.
I need.
She,
Luke Jacobs would have lost his mind.
$26 million for a half full bucket of chicken seems a little extreme.
I guess so. She was reportedly told by KFC the cardboard buckets appeared to be full in their commercials so the customer can see the product. That makes sense. It's all about presentation.
Yeah, you've got to have a bit of chicken poking over the top or else you might as well just have a bucket.
Well, then it looks like an empty bucket.
I remember when I voiced one of those ads for McDonald's once about the $1 small fries, $1 small Coke kind of combo thing, and I was doing it to the ad as it was happening, and all the ad was the Coke spewing out of the glass and the fries just falling out of the packet. It was glorious.
Magical.
Yeah. It was magic.
I think I remember that one.
It was all through the tennis.
Oh, yes.
Great times, mate. Take me back to January.
You know, January, when the tennis comes to town. Oh, great.
Getting back to Anna just quickly, she lives off Social Security and made the purchase as a rare treat. That's why we're talking about how do you treat yourself. She's spent $26 or whatever it is, a bucket of KFC, and she feels ripped off and she feels the business is misleading customers. She said, I came home and said, where's the chicken? I thought I was going to have a couple of meals. They say it feeds the whole family. They're showing a bucket that's overflowing.
What, she didn't see it in the car?
With chicken. You get, well, no, she's probably like me, who won't let you eat it in the car. You've got to wait till you get home. Do not eat the chips on the drive.
Oh, God, you've got so many rules that are so unfair.
You get half.
Your car's so big, if I was eating the chips in the back, you would not even know.
Mate, I would know.
You're like, is someone here?
I can sniff that stuff out. You get half a bucket. That's false advertising and it doesn't feed the whole family. They're small pieces.
All right, we get it.
Okay, good. Yeah,
Anna's an idiot.
KFC called the lawsuit meritless, which is true. There's always an element of kind of false advertising, isn't there?
Nobody expects chicken to be overflowing from their bucket.
No, they don't. Well, she did.
It's not an endless chicken bucket where chicken just keeps popping back in even when you start to take chicken out of it.
Well, no, it's like that magical Tim Tams ad.
It's not a magical chicken bucket, you idiot.
How do you treat yourself?
Well, what do you do for a treat?
I don't treat myself.
You're kidding, aren't you?
How do I treat myself?
You must do something. You guys are both big bath users.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're a bather, mate.
No, I'm not. I had a bath with my daughter last night and I haven't had one for ages.
All right. I don't know why you're so angry.
But I'm not angry. It's because the two of you tell me what I am all the time.
Well, then what are you? How do you treat yourself?
But I don't. I might have a little scotch.
In the shower. Is shower drinking one of your treats?
No, you know what? Sometimes I might get my nails done or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Every time I see you, you're getting hair and makeup done, mate.
No.
Except that day you came in last week.
I looked rough, did I?
That wasn't a treat day.
You certainly hadn't had your hair and makeup done that day.
This is the thing. You criticise me when I have my hair and makeup done, and then you criticise me when I don't. What is this today? How would you describe me?
Just cool, calm.
I'm not going to lie. You could probably give your hair a quick wash.
It's been washed. It's got a treatment in it. That's why it looks like that.
For nits.
Some beriberi.
For nits? Oh, my God.
Just looks greasy, you know?
Because it has oil in it, argan oil in it.
Who's?
Oh, you don't have to swear, mate.
Who's argan? Michelle, how do you treat yourself, mate?
Pizza and a Contra on a Saturday night.
Excuse me.
Didn't understand a word of it.
What do you do?
Pizza and a Contra on a Saturday night.
Good on you, Michelle. Yeah.
Pizza and a Contra. God, how disgusting. How is that a treat? That's like a punishment. Have some pizza and now have a Contra and shut it.
I would like a Cointreau, actually.
You know, it goes really well with this ham and pineapple. A tiny glass of Cointreau.
I'm glad you got Hawaiian so I can smash a contro after it.
Peking Duck and Elephant. You're with Kate, Tim and Marty here, the Savo on Nova. And coming up after five, going to jump in the jacuzzi.
Have you got the easiest job ever? People think we've got an easy job, but they don't understand the pressures that go around being a performer, you know, 220 days of the year. You know, people think we just turn up and just start talking into the sticks. I wish it was that easy. It's funny when you're good at something how people think you're lazy. And that's certainly been my experience over the journey.
You are so obnoxious.
It doesn't matter what you do. If you're really good at it, people think you're bone idle. And what you should say to them is, you can't do what I do, so you couldn't possibly understand what it is that I'm even saying to you now. You just can't understand.
I always get, do you guys read it from a script? Like, who is writing this script? If someone's written this script, they should be sacked.
They're a repetitive little script writer with all my, oh, God.
Insert sound effect here, Blackers. Oh, shivers. Oh. Hang on a minute.
Hey, Blackers. Oh, yeah, well done. You got it away. Matt Preston has come out and gushed about his role as a judge on Channel 10's MasterChef, telling the Daily Telegraph that he still can't believe his luck at nabbing such a simple job.
I'm a big fan of Mr. Preston.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
He's been modest, though. Lots of hours going to making a show like that.
Well, and a lot of sort of a backlog of work allows you to be Matt Preston. You don't just have one risotto and then suddenly turn up and tell everyone what you think of their meals.
Yeah, exactly. Trev, easiest job ever.
Yeah, hi. I basically just water the garden for the council.
Nice, Trev.
I'm just out in the sun all day.
Very important job. I hope you're wearing SPF.
Oh, today I am.
What do you get paid a year for that, Trev?
Oh,
not enough.
Good answer.
I was hoping you'd throw a figure at me.
I know.
Would it be great to know?
I'm really interested to know what other people earn.
Yeah, what does a council guy who water the gardens, what does he get a year? Does he get?
I'm impressed that someone's still watering the garden and it's not all, you know.
Sprinklers?
Yeah.
Someone has to set the sprinklers up.
Yeah. Trev's got to go and turn the timer on.
Okay, Mr. Landscaper.
Yeah, the robots don't come out and put the sprinklers on the nature strip.
God,
can we not do this next year? Can we not talk about this?
Yeah, let's not talk about sprinklers.
I'm going to have a few rules when
we come
back.
Oh, are
you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're a real, and I'm writing down a name because I'm not going to say it on air.
Yeah.
I'm a real.
You're going to be a real.
Show me.
Next year. Max.
Yeah, mate, how you going?
Good,
yeah.
Mate.
What do you do, Max?
I work at Kellogg's and I watch the muesli bars being robed in chocolate.
And that, they just go through the machine and get the chocolate on them and you just keep an eye on that?
I just keep an eye on them for an 8-hour or 10-hour shift,
Max,
bro.
You made that sound so sexy, robing.
What are you earning a year for that,
robing.
Max?
Yeah,
not sure about a year, so it's the best money I've got. I'm only 21, but it's 28 an hour just to sit there.
Good on you, mate.
28 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
To watch
chocolate
bars.
Go onto a muesli bar.
Robed
in chocolate.
I love that. He's got the industry lingo. He'll be running that joint soon.
Yeah, yeah. He'd probably buy Kellogg's.
Griff, finally, what's your job? The easiest job ever.
I host trivia nights, so I get paid to get drunk and ask people questions.
Yeah, good job, Griff. Do you just get the questions off some sort of giant trivia nights website?
Yeah, they send me the questions, so I don't ever have to do anything back of house. I just rock up, get a beer, ask the questions, leave.
Yeah, but he must be charming. I mean,
what do you get for that, Griff?
Oh, God.
It's about 75 an hour.
75 an hour, so for a couple of hours, maybe you're knocking out 150 bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. With free piss. I mean, beer.
Oh, God!
Sorry, obviously, I forgot I was on air. Little Mix, shout out to my ex here at the Savo on Nova. It's Kate, Tim and Marty. Hang around because coming up after five, stuff you thought you knew but you didn't know. Talking about leaving people at the altar, we did get this from Liz a little while ago.
As we pulled up to the church in the limousine, my dad said, don't get out, don't do it. And 6 months later, I got divorced.
So she still went through with it.
Didn't listen to dad.
Yeah. No one ever does.
But you're pulling up to the place. Like I'm all for just go through with the day, have the party. People have flown in. You paid for the alcohol. You paid for the food. Knock yourself out.
I'm all for continuing on with the reception. But
what?
I'm all for continuing on with the reception, but you've got to say to your partner or the person you're thinking of marrying that this isn't happening. So you need to find something to do because I'm going to hang with the guys and have a partake.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I didn't know where you were going with that, because you did it quite slowly. And
yeah, I know, because I was trying to think where I was going as well. And okay. I've got a pain in my tummy.
Too many snacks.
This must be what it's like when you
have a baby. Yeah. I know, you're going to say that. It is so rude that you would say that. You've probably just got wind, Marty.
Yeah, I know, but that's my... probably trying to do a big poo.
It is like I'm having childbirth out of both eyes. Yeah, I know. With the hay fever. I'm having twins.
Watery, a little bit watery.
Oh, and the sinus
and
pain.
And sore.
It's like the baby's coming through my sinuses.
Maybe just get a good night's sleep, slow down, and, you know, look after yourself, the two of you.
Yeah, good call.
You're the fast and loose member of the team.
Oh, please. Yeah, I know.
I'm so, you mix with.
So wild and crazy.
Well, you are.
Going actually. Home and watching The Lion King again tonight. Whoop-dee-doo.
With which Pippa?
That's not even funny.
Is Milko watching it with you?
He's always around.
Do you ever just give it a bit of, what did you think of that, Milko?
Oh, the big Milks.
You must occasionally. When you're in an amazing situation, just go, you'd love that, wouldn't you, Milko?
I did find myself talking about Milko the other day because the two of you have been crapping on about Milko. And when I was in the house, May was in the corner of the lounge room sitting down talking to her dolls and felt like she was talking to someone. And I found myself saying, who are you talking to, honey? Milko? And she just looked at me. She doesn't understand.
No, she doesn't understand yet because you haven't made her only watch Home and Away yet.
Oh, God. She's never going to watch it.
Oh, whatever.
More of a neighbour's girl.
No.
John. Do you have 11? Oh, you don't even have a TV, let alone 11.
I finally worked it out. I worked some of the TV out because I put a DVD on last night.
Oh, well done.
Which one?
The Lion King.
Again? Aren't you watching that tonight?
That's what I said.
John.
Yeah, got a phone call morning of the wedding from the groom saying, yep, it was off.
No way.
Wife was at the hairdresser. She rang me. She said, what's going on?
Okay. My God.
Oh my
well
God.
Done. And thanks for getting right to the point.
Yeah,
because well I forgot
done,
what we were talking
no,
about.
No, great. That's how all callers should be. Just tell your story and then get on with your life.
I know.
John certainly wasn't the best caller we've ever had.
No, but he was certainly to the point.
Yeah. Tanya.
Hi, guys. Yes, I was working on a cruise ship and I met a guy and he proposed to me and we were very much in love. And so my contract ended and he stayed on and I came back home to Australia and organised the wedding.
Sell it, Walker, mate.
No, it is so rude and so to disregard somebody's heartfelt story
best.
Like that. No.
That is one of the best ever. That is tell it, Walker, mate.
It's Kate, Tim, and Marty here, the Savo on Nova, and now this.
The Revenant almost didn't happen. This is what's so amazing about Leo winning the Golden Globe and then potentially going on to win the Oscar for Best Actor. It almost didn't happen because Leo almost died scuba diving.
Oh my God. Could you imagine a world without Leo?
No, I couldn't. I've grown up with Leo. He's the actor of my generation. He's 41, I'm 44. You know, I've grown up watching Leo films. Some people were lucky enough to grow up watching Al Pacino films.
Is Leo 41?
Yeah, he's 41.
Is he 41? He looks amazing for 41. I don't think he would have been that close to you in age, Marty.
Oh, my God, he's 41. November 11, 1974.
Yeah, that's right. I'm 71. We're almost brothers.
Born in Hollywood as well.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, born in Hollywood. Of course he bloody was. He deserves to be born in Hollywood. If there's one bloke who deserves to be born in Hollywood, it's Leo.
Oh, he is Hollywood.
We used to work with someone who always tried to tell us that he was lazy and could do more.
If you could
do more than The Revenant, if you could be better than that, I don't know how.
Then a comedy like Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
A comedy?
Yeah.
Who would say that? Who said that about Leo? Do I know them?
Let's not get bogged down with names.
Oh. The Departed. Oh, yeah, lazy. Inception. Oh, okay, phoning that one in, I'm sure.
What about the one about the blood diamonds in South Africa?
Yeah, blood diamond.
Yeah.
And what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Well, I can't comment on that one.
The
Aviator, I love.
Titanic.
The Aviator, Titanic.
Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can. Has he made a bad film?
No.
Has he made a bad film?
Johnny Depp, on the other hand. I mean, where do we start? What about Django?
Yep.
Django Unchained is right
brilliant.
Up there.
Brilliant.
The Beach! The Basketball Diaries!
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I mean, there was a scene in the cubicle there where I was a young boy and I probably didn't need to see that. But
sure, but you know, that's what happens when you sort of unchaperoned watching films you're probably not age appropriate for.
J. Edgar I probably didn't love as much.
He was very good though.
He was.
The Man in the Iron Mask.
What about the one where he was at the lunatic asylum, that one?
Shutter Island.
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. I mean, the list just goes on.
He's amazing.
I heard a little story about Leo where he can't enjoy his own work till about 10 years after he's done the film, because prior to that time, when he watches the movie, he sees himself in the scene, what happened prior to the scene, what he might have had that morning as part of the catering.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it really is.
God, I love him.
I love him.
I mean, I've loved him probably harder than you, even though you're brothers. But
you've loved him so hard.
I mean, Total Eclipse, Body of Lies.
Yeah, good film.
Body of Lies.
Wasn't Russell in that one? Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe introduced me to Leo.
Yep.
Oh, hello. Why haven't you ever told us this?
Well, because do you know what?
Why do you bring stuff like this to the table?
No, because
I'm just sitting on that. We've gone through his IMDb.
Exactly. You are, and there's no room for me to speak. I nearly didn't even say that piece of information because I thought in my heart, don't share everything, Kate. Don't share. Because neither of them care what you've got to say anyway.
What was he like?
No, I'm not telling anyone.
No, tell us.
No, no.
Was he amazing?
No.
When was this, Gatsby?
Russell, no, and Russell said, please come over here, Kate. I'd like you to meet my friend Leo, as in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Unbelievable.
What was your opening line to Leo?
I'm not going to tell you because you will.
Why?
We are actually running out of time now. The joke's over.
Was it? Congratulations on your body of work. It's been outstanding.
We talked about the paparazzi and we talked about Isla Fisher.
Oh, they're not the two things I would have probably talked about.
I wouldn't have gone Isla Fisher.
She's well down the list. I hate you.
I would have maybe talked about the beach.
I talked about Alf before I talked about Isla Bunchen.
He brought it up. It's 5 o'clock.
Okay, it's on. Can you hear me?
Kate, Tim and Marty. Driving you home on Nova.
Get into the bubbles. Jacuzzi time.
Just after knockoff time on a Friday, Arvo, almost the best time of week to jump into the jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Jacuzzi Friday.
Hey, you know who we haven't heard from for a while?
What's that?
The family in Adelaide we gave the jacuzzi to.
Maddie Rose.
Yeah, Maddie Rose.
And his
mum. It's funny
mum.
When you give a family so much love and joy and support and then they just drop you.
Yeah. Maddie's gone deathly quiet. I hope he's okay.
Oh, did he come back from his holiday? Remember he had that big trip?
I was just about to say, we heard from him every Friday on that trip.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't been that long.
No. That was ages ago he got back.
You know what? Maybe he's found himself a nice girlfriend. Because he didn't have one for a long time. Maybe he's busy on a Friday.
But where is first love?
He might have a Friday afternoon sort of activity now that precludes him from listening to the show.
Maybe. Like West End draft drinking. speaking of drinking responsibly, though, our good friends at Celebrations have given us Baron Samedi. It's a rum.
It's a Baron Samedi rum.
Delicious.
And what are we turning that into today?
We are going to have a Baron ginger beer, guys.
Oh, I love that.
That's going to include 30 mils of the Baron Samedi, 120 mils of ginger beer, juice of half a lime. So you can share one with a friend, and two dashes of bitters.
Oh, bitters is a nice touch. Just give it that little bit of...
Have it in a short glass, pour in all of the ingredients, and enjoy.
We did find out bitters is slightly alcoholic, isn't it? Like 0.01% or something weird.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Doesn't really touch the sides.
Well, not for you, it doesn't, mate.
Not for the brandy and fruit for breakfast lady over here. enjoy your Baron Samedi. Celebrations.com.au has all the rum recipe ideas. Coming up this hour, some more of our favourite bits, guys. Ridic suspensions.
Oh, that was one of mine.
Stuff you thought you knew. Yep, that made it. And also, next, what'd you do? What did you do to the lover? It's Kate, Tim and Marty on Nova. Welcome to the jacuzzi and happy Friday.
What did you do to the lover is the question we're asking. And Dr. Noon, did you do this one on intakes too?
No, but it would have been in the power ballad section.
What did you choose for your power ballad?
Something by Foreigner. What was the Foreigner one?
Know what love, what love is.
I got voted out that week, no surprise.
Oh, okay, Foreigner. Foreigner ended your dream.
Because you started, I want to take a little
time. No,
a little time to think things over.
Actually not even funny.
In my life.
Actually, no, this is what it sounded like.
There's been...
Is that you?
Yeah, with Troy.
Who's Troy?
The floor manager.
Lee's brother.
The floor manager.
Channel 7 sent us this one. Could you come
I bet they did. I bet they did. Can't get anything else.
Speaking of Peanut.
You can get 800 words if you ask them.
Yeah, oh yeah, easily. I'm surprised you didn't do it there, Thompson.
What do you mean, do it? Oh, the show?
The show? Speaking of Pina, we're talking about Dr. Nguyen Van Dong, and he is unbelievably the doctor who's being charged with the rather difficult task of reattaching a man's undercarriage.
I would say it would be one of the more difficult.
Do you think? Surgeries. Oh. It'd be like a finger.
No, the nerve endings, the blood vessels, the urethra. There's so many.
Oh, God. So many. Have you ever said that word on the radio?
Probably. There's so many
the
things in there.
Franklin.
Boo! R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You should have done that.
Oh, that was out of time, mate. Don't
doesn't matter.
Be smart
I had to
me.
Fit it in.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. A Vietnamese man is recovering from an undercarriage reattachment which was done by Dr. Dong. He's going okay. It was removed from his person after his lover's husband found out that she was cheating on him, tracked them down in a hotel room and did the deed. The relatives of the unnamed victim had to then ask the bloke, what have you done with the undercarriage, because he'd run up the road with it and just hoiked it over someone's back fence.
Well, how do you know it was over a back fence?
I don't.
I reckon it would have been in the gutter.
They don't really have gutters in Vietnam either.
No, sort of
and a dog would have eaten it. Can you imagine if you went back there and went, it was right there.
Yeah. Oh, God, what's that dog got in its mouth?
Not a bad me, whatever those rolls are called.
What?
Are they barmies?
I don't know what they're called, but they're delicious.
They really are.
Best thing ever,
you've got to get them from $6. You've got to get them from the right place, though, because they can also kill you.
Absolutely. It's either the best meal you've ever had or your last meal.
Oh, so true, mate. You're either going to have the greatest night of your life or the worst night of your life.
Or the last night of your life. Where did Blackers go? Well, he had a bar meal yesterday.
He had a Vietnamese pork roll, and he's dead.
He died. But he died doing what he loved. Nadia, what did you do to the lover?
Okay, so after I found out that he cheated on me, I slept with his brother, ended up falling pregnant with his brother's baby.
No way.
Oh,
that
God.
Is stunning.
Yep. How did that go down with everyone?
Me and the brother are actually still together.
Yeah.
And my son is 3 years old now, so it worked out well for the brother and I. But
yeah, of course. But how's the brother and the brother? How do the two brothers get on?
They've gotten over it now. They're on talking terms.
Yeah.
So do you still go?
Right
down? Do
but
you
it
still
took a
go?
Long
to...
time.
Sorry.
It took a long time.
Yeah. No. Can you not talk when Nadia's talking?
It's so rude of me.
It's actually best call we've had all week.
Yeah.
Oh, and sorry, and I'm talking right over it.
One
steamrolling
of the great
it.
Calls. I mean, it's the ultimate revenge. You leave the boyfriend, you pot his brother and have his kid.
Mm. Whoa. Maroon 5 and Kendrick Lamar, Don't Want to Know, here on Nova. You are with Kate, Tim and Marty, the Savo. And now it is time to get into the jacuzzi.
China's not the sex Japan. Uh-oh. And Katie Lang's not really a man.
What?
Yeah. Stuff that you thought you knew that you didn't know.
No.
The stuff you thought you knew...
Mm.
But you didn't know. And I'll kick off with an example from within the team.
I wondered where this came from today.
And I've got to be very wary ever mentioning anything about this person because I certainly hear about it later on.
Yes.
Deservedly, by the way.
And don't, whatever you do, ever iron a shirt that could be hung in a bathroom and steamed.
I love Jeff.
Oh, no one's mentioned
it. Well, but would be eventually, and it's best if I do it because I will do it in a far more kind fashion.
It's pretty easy. I'm not going to embarrass Jess by saying that she's old enough to know better.
Yeah.
But we had a delicious Oporto chicken meal in here a little while ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. And she said these words. Can you what pass the cold sore?
No, mate.
China's not the same as Japan. And Katie Lang's now, not really a man.
I mean, I could have sworn we had coleslaw.
Yeah, you did.
On the plate with corn and chicken.
But at least it is spelt here C-O-L-D-S-A-W. I thought you meant cold sore as in the big pussy thing you get on your lip.
Well, we did. What does cold sore mean the way it's written?
A cold sore.
Saw the wood.
Sawing wood.
Oh, yeah. We're all talking about a cold belt saw.
Scott. Scott on Twitter. I only just found out that... Hey, we've covered this off, Blackers.
We only
just found out that slang is slang... for shortened language.
Duh. Good bit of trivia to head into the weekend with.
Mm, bang. Slang.
I like that one. Gemma.
Yeah, so I thought that whenever they said, like, twin share on the Spirit of Tasmania things, that you only had to pay for one twin, like twin share the price.
Oh, no, mate. No.
You must have had a rude shock when you had to pay full price and you're on your own.
Yeah,
exactly.
You didn't have a twin, and they were really sticking it to you.
And also, who goes on the Spirit of Tasman when you can just fly?
Oh, it's a nice trip.
Oh, no, it's not.
On the second roughest bit of sea in the world.
Oh, I'm going to vomit again. But I've got my car here.
And they let me bring me dog. Oh, how sad.
I know. Just rent a car and fly.
But you end up in Tasmania, and it's a lovely place.
Because whoever thought I'm going to Tassie for 2 weeks, I better take my car.
Jeez, what am I going to do in Tassie for 2 weeks without the wheels? I'll throw that on the ferry.
That's what you do in Tasmania. You drive around on a little
culinary tour. Yeah, but you can rent
a
car, absolutely.
You drive around until you find the airport and fly out again.
My favourite's the big bit of the Spirit of Tasmania that's just like one of the departure gates at the airport where you're sitting on a giant row of seats with no seatbelt just going, well, the bar's closed.
So I got this for another 14 hours.
Candace.
I mean, if you're spending money, good people.
That's what I was going to say. We should do it as a show. How wonderful.
And the great part of it is you go from Melbourne to Devonport.
Yeah, not Launceston.
Can we go a bit over to Hobart?
Hobart's not
the end. Hobart's great, mate.
Be careful, mate.
No, I was going to say where it is on the map. I'm not going to pass judgment on Hobart. I really like Hobart.
Don't mention the map of Tassie at this time.
No. Launceston.
Oh, you could go on the Spirit for your wedding anniversary.
Oh, I could. It's coming up.
Oh, great. Candace, stuff you thought you knew but you didn't know. No, 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 no.
Well, I thought the place that you hang up your clothes was called a wardrobe. Oh, sorry, woodrobe, because it was made out of wood. Sorry, Winkies, I found out it was a wardrobe. Sorry?
Who keeps saying sorry over Candace?
Shut up, mate. The lady that was on before.
I thought I was going to trick Candace.
Demi, the one that you just piled rubbish on for 3.5 minutes.
Were you trying to get her to reply?
You look after your mates and your mates will always look after you.
Kate, Tim and Marty.
Driving you home.
On Nova.
Yes, Kate, Tim and Marty here on Nova. Enjoying a Friday afternoon. Fitzy and Whipper up at 6. And then Charlie XCX is hanging out with Smallsy.
He's a good guy.
She.
You know who was a good guy yesterday? We have to give another shout out to Illy.
Yeah, magic.
Oh, brilliant.
Just banging.
Bringing his A game.
Oh, didn't he want? Just a turntabler. He's an enabler.
It was really good.
Marty, you surprise me sometimes. Not all of the time and not usually, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
Also on their game, obviously, our mate at Summersby. Summersby, side of the joy of sharing. Share a Summersby and maybe you can share the video on our Instagram of last night's party if you didn't get to make it. Hello, Kate, Tim and Marty here on Nova. Ridic suspensions.
Ridic.
Carson Collar from Tennessee was suspended from school because he took an extra chicken nugget at lunchtime.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
That's ridic, Marty.
How did he take it, though?
Okay.
Was it aggressive?
With his undercarriage.
He lifted it out of the bain-marie with his...
Watch this nugget.
Let me inform you quietly without going to those kind of extremes.
Oh, sorry, we're having a bit of fun.
You are. Sorry.
Can you move away from the camera too?
No,
you're way too close.
I really want the can you get someone to come in and zoom the camera out?
No
because
more
I
people.
Have a close-up. I have a close-up now for Marty down in Melbourne.
I know.
or wherever he is, I don't know. Carson was given a theft of property notice for taking 6 chicken nuggets instead of the designated 5.
Oh, okay.
When Carson came home with the news of his suspension, his mum, Carrie, just could not believe it.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
She wrote a fiery Facebook status detailing her outrage.
Classic mum.
This is what it said.
Jumping on Facebook.
I mean, why? Wouldn't you just go down to the school? Is this the new thing you get on Facebook?
Well, she wants her 100 Facebook friends to know she's angry.
My Eagle Scout, captain of the drumline, all-round, hard-working teenager, just got suspended from a day of school and after-school band practice for taking an extra chicken nugget from the lunch line. In the past, the cafeteria has never hesitated to charge Carson double for the amount of food he's eaten. Does my son really deserve suspension over hunger, especially when they have the ability to charge his lunch account for the item?
Exactly. The lunch was a big deal there with your trays.
In America, is it really like the movies where you line up your tray and you go across and they put the slop on
your... They even did breakfast.
What?
What's a lunch cost you?
What do you pay per day?
On top
of your fees?
Yeah, well, we did it at the school I went to. It was Burger Day was really great.
But what if you didn't pay fees? So you could go without lunch? Or you bring your own lunch?
No one brought their own lunch, mate. That is sad. Everyone had it at the cafeteria with the trays.
Was it cooked on site or trucked in?
Mate, I was like 13, 14. I wasn't asking these kind of questions. Yeah, okay. Cost and origin of the ingredients.
Fine. Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I wasn't a young Pete Evans.
No, but it would affect the cost if they had 15 people on site prepping the burgers fresh.
I would say in America there'd be big, big factories that just do the contracts for schools.
Yeah, ship them in.
Because they're also the nutrition has to be a certain amount. It's like airline food. They have to do a certain, certain kind of nutritious meal, even though it was like
it's
sloppy
Joes. It's not working,
Joes.
Though, is it? Because the obesity in the US is out of control. Well, and I'd say this kid may actually be.
No. I saw a photograph of the family and he's not.
Fatty, fat, fat, fat.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No, but I didn't say that. Today I said that about Marty loads of times. I've never said that about someone lining up at the cafeteria in America.
You also said about him.
And I shoved a little bit of dad up me hooter.
Which made no sense.
Hey, get to the bottom point because that's interesting.
Okay, well, I would if the two of you would stop talking for a minute. After the Facebook post went viral, the principal of the school reversed his decision, saying he had been given misinformation. Right. But that's what happens when people out you on social media, isn't it? You feel the need to apologise.
That's
what he's done.
It's like what the TripAdvisor and stuff like that, when you give bad reviews, they get really, really heavy on you for doing that.
Don't they? It's pretty fun. Sorry, I didn't like the hotel.
Yeah, sue me, but don't.
I'm obviously mucking around. Don't sue us.
Sarah, suspensions. That's right, suspensions.
When my fiancé was in school, he got suspended because he refused to cut his dreadlocks off.
Well, I agree with that. They're disgusting.
Yeah, they are disgusting.
Next.
I mean, they're pretty. Do they smell?
They stink. Ah, they're awful things.
I've never got that close to a set of dreadlocks.
I don't understand dreadlocks. I don't understand hair, full stop.
But is it a rebellion, a dreadlock?
No, I don't think so.
Because it really is so matted.
Mm. But doesn't it take more work than not having hair?
I wouldn't think so. Have you seen it?
No, but
I think
you still
it's pretty much
them,
left to
you?
Its own devices.
I think if you're looking at someone with no hair and dreadlocks.
Yeah, I'd rather have no hair.
Okay, well, lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, hasn't that worked well?
Hooray.
How things work out sometimes.
It's so funny how life has a way of just sort of levelling out.
It's Kate, Tim and Marty for your Friday afternoon.
A couple have been caught on camera having a session against a hotel window in broad daylight opposite a packed London office. Boo! Apparently a 20-minute session, which I certainly can't believe.
Clearly they've just met each other.
Mm. Yeah, this is not... You're not far into the relationship if you're laying on a 20-minute session.
Maybe they've known each other for a long time and happen to quite like each other.
Well, actually, if you include in the 20 minutes unbuttoning my shirt, taking my shoes off,
Fumbling around.
Taking the jeans off, folding them and putting them away.
Yeah.
They are pretty nude, aren't they?
Oh, they're totally nude. Unless she's wearing 2 square black boxes. She's totally nude. Unless that's a new kind of square bikini that she's found.
2 black boxes at the top, 1 black box at the bottom.
And he's really working some moves.
What colour's the box on the other side?
Is he really?
He looks like he is.
But does he? It's so blurry, Marty.
No, there's something going on there with his hand.
Oh, okay.
Take that photo home and really study it.
Okay.
Yeah. Show it to Stu and see if you guys can reenact it.
Oh, you have windows at home, I'm sure. That's enough.
And send me the photos of you and Stu reenacting it, and I'll tell you if you got it right.
Okay, mate.
Well, we've got cameras at your place anyway, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you got your Bluetooth on? Just make sure your Bluetooth's on.
make sure your Bluetooth's on. If there's anything blinking at you from inside the toilet, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Leah.
Hello.
Now, oh, this is good. Tell us about your work session.
So I had a boozy night after work one night in the city.
Mm.
And my husband came in and met me after work. We were about probably 18 at the time.
Yeah.
Your husband?
He's my husband now. We're married.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
we've been together for about seven years now. So,
okay.
So I took him upstairs because I knew there's no cameras upstairs at my work. I was working for a recruiter agency at the time.
Yeah.
And, we did it on my desk at work.
Okay. On your desk?
On my desk.
It was early days, wasn't it? So
Yeah, early days.
You'd never do something like that now.
What if you said?
Yeah, no, because we've got 2.5-year-old and another baby on the way.
Kids ruin everything, don't they? You can't even have a session with the bloke you reckon you love because you've got a kid.
Yeah. I wonder what happens with the desk, though. Like,
do you wipe it down, do you, mate?
No, is she sitting on it or?
I don't think you need to go into any, use your imagination.
I'm asking the questions the people in their car are asking as well, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we do.
It just depends, I suppose.
That's why those up and down lowering desks would be very handy. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. You can stick it on auto and just go for it.
Just get the heights and all the things that are appropriate for the respective sizes.
Otherwise, you have to put like one leg up.
Should we go back to talking
about double yokers?
Doing something.
Hey, check this double yoker out.
Oh, you have got one.
Yeah, I've got one double yoker.
Brie.
Oh, God.
Okay.
There's a hair in my double yoker.
Oh, stop.
Hi, guys. It was actually me and an ex-boyfriend. We'd been split up for probably about 3 weeks, and I gave him a lift to work one day.
Sure.
And the session started in the kitchen and ended up on his desk.
Wow.
In the workplace?
Yep. He worked for a very small company, thank God.
Did you get back together after that?
No. We're still very good friends, though, and have a good laugh at it. And he listens to the station, so he's going to hear this.
Okay.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Isn't it?
What a great couple of calls.
Yeah, just young people
just
love it.
Brie and Leah. Leah and Brie. Side to side, Ariana Grande here, the Savo on Nova. Happy Friday, Arvo. Fitzy and Whipper not too far away. Also, our week in review, only moments off. Hello.
Can you put me through to the guys?
Could you put me through to the guys, please?
Caller of the week.
Do you guys remember when we were chatting during the week about kids walking in on their parents?
Oh, yeah.
We got this from Rebecca.
Having an early morning session in the lounge room, we'd slept out there, me and my partner, and sometime through the night, my 8-year-old had snuck out somehow and climbed up on the lounge. After the session, he leans over and goes, "So, I take it as a good morning for you two."
And good morning to you, Rebecca. You are our caller of the week. Well done.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Rebecca.
Not now.
No.
You're the worst caller now.
Get excited. You've won our 43rd Caller of the Week t-shirt for 2016. You've also won an exclusive Kate, Tim and Marty beer pong table and $250 to spend at celebrations.
Sweet.
Kate, Tim and Marty's Week in Review.
As we kicked off the week, it was clear wine was on the mind.
Matt Mars has come through with the first tweet of the day live. The doctor says, "I need to drink more wine." Also, I'm calling myself the doctor now.
That's quite a good one.
Kate thought she would get in on the fun.
Oh, no, I'm going to do this really badly.
Okay.
Yoga class, ? I thought you said pour a glass.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
From bad jokes to bad names.
Nathan Cucurulo has to be made up, mate.
Nathan
Cucurulo.
Cuckoo clock.
Mm. There's nothing like that.
Nathan Cuckoo clock.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Later in the week, Marty let Kate know how he really feels.
Your baking's awful.
You don't know anything about my baking, mate, and I'm never baking for you ever again. I even thought of you today when I was mixing my fruit in brandy in the kitchen.
Breakfast.
I thought, you know who I'm not giving any of this Christmas cake to? Martin Sheargold.
Okay.
I didn't want any of it anyway. It would have been dry, like all your other cakes.
And the truth bombs didn't stop there.
I'm distracted by your hair.
I know, it is quite high. I hope no one tries to jump over it.
Oh, is it because it's radio? It's like it's a satellite.
I know I look like a character from Dr. Seuss.
Did you do it yourself?
No, my friend did.
He's not your mate that I know.
Yes, your friend.
Oh, bloody hell.
You don't have to be the first person she has a go at stuff with. Like, you should make her have a go on other people before she goes, I want to try a big butt.
As the week continued, we heard about an Aussie hero.
Daniel McConnell has been praised after he chased down a man while wearing only his undies. After someone ran into his mate's fish and chip shop.
You look after your mates and your mates will always look after you.
You look after your mates and your mates will look after you.
What a motto. I might get that tattooed.
It's a very long one, though.
I might get it in Chinese. It might make it shorter.
Yeah, like three characters. That's also the character for tree and wind.
Yeah, and Mongolian land.
Next, the boys got personal when talking about first dates.
Some people won't have a session on the first date. I don't understand that.
Both of you have daughters. They're going to grow up and have a first date one day.
Oh, God, you've ruined that.
I'll buy pho twice because that's all you get.
In the same afternoon, you can have two bowls of pho and then it's on like Donkey Kong.
Don't have the seafood one, though, for kissing.
We'll send concierge up to the 7-Eleven to get a toothbrush.
Well, and toothpaste if you're there. Just get a toothbrush.
Don't be an idiot.
Gatorade for tomorrow morning.
Get a pack of Panadol, I've got a headache.
From heavy heads to heavy insults as Marty and Kate went tit for tat.
Justin Bieber parked his customised neon blue Ferrari 458 Italia.
It is beautiful.
Is it?
It is pretty impressive, though. But yeah, I'm not sure I'd get into in it.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, you're too old to get in it. You probably wouldn't actually be able to actually manage to get in it because of your age.
At least I'd fit in it. Yeah. I couldn't get out.
We could lower you in it.
You could squeeze in.
We could lower you in it.
Is this happening? Are you two really doing this?
We've just gone head to head for a couple of minutes.
It is schoolies after all.
Later in the week, Tim brought the show some trivia.
Raw sewage still pours into the Yarra during heavy rain.
Why does it do that? Overflow with too much rain.
I don't know.
Oh, Marty, do you know why I ask so many questions? And I'm just Yarra sitting here thinking.
I'm not a civil engineer.
You say I've got lots of questions. It's because I don't think I know everything like the two of you do.
I'm pretty up to date with most things.
I know a lot of stuff, I'm not going to lie, because I concentrated at school.
Oh, did
and
you?
And then went on to university, so shoot me for being intelligent and widely read.
Shoot me.
Clearly they forgot to cover what download means at Marty's uni.
Download means an entirely different thing, doesn't it?
In America, it's
in America.
What does it mean?
It's a relationship between two blokes, I think.
How would you use it in a sentence?
Marty's on the down low.
He's on the down low.
With Gav.
Okay, well, that's not what I mean.
You don't say with Gav if you want to keep it on the down low.
No.
That's not keeping it on the down low.
Sorry, I mean Gabby.
Gabby.
with my beautiful boyfriend, Gabby.
What a week on the Kate, Tim and Marty show. This one goes out to
my beautiful boyfriend, Gabby.
The week that was.
God, you were pretty funny this week, mate. You should pat yourself
on
the back.
So many highlights, Marty.
Yeah, it's been a long week for me, funny-wise.
Have a fantastic weekend. Bitsy and Whipper up next. And when we come back Monday for our last week of 2016, we get to do one of our favourite things.
Which is what?
The five ideas we couldn't get over the line.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Woo, see you Monday. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel. Young man. Go there to
once in your shoes. I said I was down and out with the blues. I felt no man cared if I were alive. I felt the whole world was so jive. That's when someone came up to me and said, young man, take a walk up the street. There's a place there called the YMCA. They can start you back on your way. Ow! It's fun to stay in the YMCA. It's fun to stay. Young man, there's no need to feel down.